Okay. Well, it's kind of on.
And
on, on the way.
Well, it's, it said bring a letter or whatever, so I brought a letter.
So we will go around the room, introduce ourselves to the record.
All right, let me get my daughter.
Sure. I'll wait.
Hi, you're on speaker, Trish.
Okay, hello everyone.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, so this is the Board of Lister meetings. What we'll do first is go around the room and introduce ourselves so everyone's on the record. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the value is and why. The board may or may not have some questions as you're doing your evidence. Then the board will recess to deliberate and come up with a decision on what to do with the assessed value. It can go up, stay the same, or go down. And then when that gets finished, the town will send out a result of grievance notice to the property owner at the last known address. And it'll be what their decision is. And we have to do it by statute 14 days at the close of the hearings. So if the hearings go to July 8th, it'd be 14 days after that. We're generally turning these letters around within a week, so you should get it in a week or 2 weeks.
Depending on the mail.
Depending on the mail. We're trying to get them out sooner than later. Okay, so let's go around the room and introduce ourselves.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Hi.
Robert Vickery.
Jerry Barrow.
Rob. And I'm Laura.
And this is Tricia.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So
now you have
15
minutes.
Go ahead.
I've got the floor then, I guess, Mom, unless you
want to
go first.
No, you go ahead and you know me, I interrupt.
Okay. All right. So in looking at the appraised value for Mom's house at 27 Haley's Way, we got looking at specifically 42 Haley's Way, and I looked at 64 Haley's Way as comparisons for today's conversation. And 42 Haley's Way just sold on May 15th for $559,000. So that's a very direct and recent comparison. This home has 795 square feet finished in the basement, which is not, Mom doesn't have any of her basement finished. And also that one has hardwood floors and Mom doesn't. But the biggest thing that I wanted to bring to everyone's attention today is that both 42 Haley's Way and 64 that I've looked at are on the other side of the road and in a better location in this development. So Mom's house and for the four others that are on the same side as her back right up to Severance Road, and it is loud. There is steady traffic, as you all know, on that road day and night, and she, you know, the use of her backyard is limited, very limited, you know, even to opening the back door and windows at times. So the 42 Haley's Way and 64, all of those on the other side of the road have a much better location in the development, and I believe, I'm also a real estate agent, I believe that they have a value of at least $40,000 more than these on this side of the road. So that's the biggest thing. And I think 64 Haley's Way is on that better side of, you know, the road. It is a direct comparison to Mom's. It doesn't have any finished basement in it. So it's more of a comparison for her. And it is also $563,000, I believe. But again, on the better side of the road, better location, better view out that back field. And so that's the biggest thing I'd like to bring to everyone's attention. Mom, did I miss anything?
No, I just find it kind of ludicrous that the price of my house has gone up $241,000 in 10 years. That's like buying another house. And I don't see that, you know, that there's any comparison. My sister just bought a home, and I know it's not in Colchester, but it's in Milton. And she paid $560,000 a year ago this past May. And it has three bedrooms, and has an upstairs, and she has, you know, basically the same thing, you know, a big cellar that's nothing done, and she bought brand new. Now, my house is 23 years old, so there's 23 years worth of age, and I don't see it being more than hers, and I really see it being less than, much, much less than hers.
Is she in an HOA?
Is she in an HOA? Yes.
Yes, that's the other thing I would say about this too, is that, I mean, these are two-bedroom condos here in this development, and the HOA is really just for, you know, road maintenance and lawn care. There's no community building, there's no pool, there's no amenities kind of thing. So, you know, a price like this of, you know, $563,000 for a two-bedroom is really steep, even for Chittenden County, I feel. So I think that's it, Mom, really what we wanted to say. You know, Mom's house has no upgrades in it. It is carpeted. It's not hardwood floors, no finished basement. So it really is the 1,800 square feet as it was built in 2003. And, you know, as some of the others in the neighborhood have done some increases, and I see that the appraisals speak to that, some of them are higher, but the difference in location of these, the ones backing up to Severance Road, I feel is the biggest concern for me.
Who made the choice of $563,000? How does that come to be?
Sure. So basically, we would take all the sales of these type of townhouses, duplexes, average the price per square foot, and then apply that year data to that. We stratify the sales by age as well, so we have depreciation for them based on the age of the property, and then we adjust for location. So Haley's Way, these are very similar to Nottingham Court, which is very similar to...
I don't know.
So Nottingham Court is the exact same units, just in a different part of the neighborhood, different part of town.
They were Shepherd built over off Porter's Point Road, Church Road.
And these are very... same style of units are also found on Lomertier and in this court. So we have a lot of these units throughout town of the same style. We're able to get a lot of information data, market data, to get a price per square foot for these.
What would a new one of these cost?
Well, one just sold for $750.
It's what?
So one just sold for $750,000.
Oh, brand new. Not 23 years of wear and tear from...
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean...
Yeah, and that is $200,000 more than what we have yours assessed for. So, yeah. So.
Based on those current prices for those brand new models.
That's right. And so we look at the age of the models as well and build the scale in for the age of the units, as well as based on the location. So Hannah's and Haley's Way, that's kind of all one neighborhood. And we looked at sales of both of that area to adjust for that area, that specific
area. Can I say something that maybe is not even, but people are buying houses and bidding for them and outpricing other people due to the fact that they're the prices of the home. So that really, I mean, it's not what my value, if I went to sell my house today, I would not get that amount of money
Not 700.
No, 563,000. I wouldn't even get that.
Yeah. And there's been several sales on Hannah's and Haley's that
would
show those type of values.
But
and that's what we did.
Well, not recent, they haven't. And not exactly on that side of the road. And that's what I'm concerned about. Can you tell me the address of the one that sold for $750,000?
It's Lomatier, but I do not know the specific number of Lomatier.
What was the... Sorry, say that again?
It's Lomatier Drive. But I do not know the specific house number.
Malice Ave.
Lomatier? How do you spell that?
Lomatier.
I don't see how those we can compare. Was that a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom?
They're identical units.
So identical to this one?
Yes. Just different age, different location.
And
we made adjustments for the age and location.
What about the inside? Is it larger than ours?
They're very similar.
Well, similar is one thing, but, you know, when you add on, you know,
The square footage is almost the same. I don't remember off the top of my head the exact square footage of each different unit, but they are the same style.
Okay. Of course, nobody comes in here happy having to have their houses increased. And is this the first time that these homes have been assessed?
Reassessed. They were assessed in 2011.
Okay, I wasn't here.
No, they were assessed in 2011.
Okay.
Which was 15 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
And were mandated by the state because the assessments were so low compared to fair market value. The State Department of Taxes mandates that we reassess. And now we're mandated new laws every 6 years.
Oh, my God.
But it spares this incredible inflationary change, which has occurred in the last 8 years. So, well, maybe 2017, 18, even before COVID, houses were escalating dramatically.
Looking at the difference between the old assessment and new assessment, your taxes will go down.
Explain how that happens when you raise up. And the taxes go down?
The tax rate goes down dramatically. The tax rate...
The town tax rate, but we don't know what the education rate's going to do.
Yeah, right now our CLA for the town is 55%. We're going to go from 55% to 100%.
To 100?
Yes. And what that means is that tax rate goes down by that 45% or whatever it does. So you would take your tax rate, if the state tax rate is $1... or $1.10, then you would multiply it by 0.55, and then you're going to get your you take the tax rate, the state tax rate, if it's $1, you would divide it by 0.55, but because we're going to 100%, you're taking that tax rate and dividing by 1, which makes no difference. So if the tax rate's $1 divided by 0.55, it ends up being $1.90. Okay, but if you take it by $1 by 0.1, it stays the same. There's no change in that value. So the education tax rate will go from like $1.95 to $1. Does that? It's just the math behind it. So.
Better you than me.
Sorry, can I jump back in again? I did find the location you're talking about, the Lomatier Drive in Colchester.
Yep.
Those are 2,184 square feet finished. So that's almost 384 square feet more. And three-bedroom condos. And the one that just sold on the ones that I'm seeing... have sold in 2024. The highest one was 635,000, and it was 162 Loma Mar Tire Drive. So those are not comparables, I would argue.
Yeah, there's three different styles in Loma Tier and Annascourt for those condo units. There's two-story ones, and then there's one-story ones. And the one-story ones are more comparable to Haley's and Anna's. But yes, I do think that they are 2,000 to 2,100 square feet. So they are a little bit bigger.
300 square feet more, so I would say, I mean, even using the map, that would have to come off.
Yep. No. But yeah, these are, I didn't know that those are the ones I was thinking about. Because I knew there was three sales out there. Three or four.
I don't have any more questions.
No. No, I
didn't. Anything more to add?
Oh, there's not. I said if we didn't come in, then it would be shame on us for not coming in to talk. And thank God I've got my daughter.
Yes. Where do you sell real estate, Tricia?
I actually have one closing next week over in Essex, two-bedroom duplex over there, Essex Center. So I live over in the Northeast Kingdom, but I sell over there as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of all over because I've only been doing it for 4 years. I'm a retired state employee and thought I was bored. So
welcome to our world. Well, know that two of the listers have been realtors for long standing in this area.
Oh, good. That's what I was going to ask, if any of agents or appraisers are looking at these, because I really do think that this is more of a location challenge on this one because of that road.
Okay. All right. This is nothing more to add. Right. We will deliberate, and you will get a letter in the mail.
Thank you.
In a couple weeks.
Well, I came in yesterday, and they said, "Well, tomorrow we can see."